Many in America want to see economic and political prosperity. But where should the American church place its focus? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Listen in today as we talk about the church, America, and the gospel. And Bibles for the World is teaming up with a new ministry partner for Festival Outreach. We're sharing the Great Commission stories behind the headlines, but we'll start in the U.S., where Make America Great Again is the national slogan that's both embraced and scorned by millions. What does it really mean? According to Teach Beyond's George Durrance, for Christians, that phrase should mean more than a desire for prosperity and global influence.
I think what made America great in the past, I would say the last 150 years, 200 years of mission across the world, was that we, by God's grace, were able to send people to the far corners of the world who had a deep, sincere reality to their faith.
Everyone has their own idea of what it means to be great. And though it's necessary to strive for greatness in every area of life, Durrance says we need to remember to do this with an eternal focus.
You know, we can have the greatest army in the world, and we do, and the best economy and great jobs for our people, and we so much want that. I mean, we want justice and peace. We want creativity in the arts, and we want to foster that and nurture that and all these things. But it is nothing if it isn't filled with God's love for lost people and a life of holiness.
Next, Christians in India face a growing tide of persecution, and it means the risk factor for church planters is also growing. Hindu extremists have made it known that their goal is to establish India as a completely Hindu nation by 2020. Right now, India is nearly 80% Hindu. Christians only make up 2.3% of the Indian population. But Tim Kennel with Global Disciples says,
the Christians have sort of taken that up and said, well, by 2020, we would love to see 20% of India be Christian.
Global Disciples recently traveled to Northeast India for a small business training with local Christian leaders and church planters. While believers in India are standing strong in ministry, they can still struggle, understandably, with feeling discouraged by opposition. Kennel says one of the local Christian leaders led a devotional on risk, faith, and obedience.
He was able, since he's a local person, to speak into these fears and to talk about how if you're going to step out for Jesus, it is going to take risk.
Please remember our brothers and sisters in Christ living out their faith in India today.
We need prayer for our local leaders that they'll be able to stand in places that are difficult and take the risk that their faith would grow, and that they would be able to say yes to what God is asking them to do.
And many organizations have been going out of their way to partner up with other groups to maximize their impact for the gospel. Bibles for the World is no exception. President John Podaiti says their latest project will see them teaming up with the Luis Palau Association.
Andrew has had a calling to reach 10 of the major countries of Africa with the gospel, holding festivals, not only the open-air crusades, but community-wide outreaches.
The festivals were all set up, but they still needed Bibles. The team wanted 12,000 copies of the Gospel of John to give to new believers, and Bibles for the World stepped in and went above and beyond what their partners ever expected.
We've been able to provide at least 100,000 Gospels of John for every crusade that they've had, and also 10 to 15,000 New Testaments for the new believers that come to know the Lord through these festival outreaches.
Bibles for the World and their partners are hoping to make an impact that'll last long after the festivals are over, but they need your prayer in the months ahead.
The part that, small part that we're playing in providing scripture, it's carrying through and plugging in these new believers into the body of Christ.
Ways to come alongside can be found at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. It lets you glimpse inside, transform lives, and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.